Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And in this episode, we're going to talk about when you're going to become a 401k millionaire. That is, if you aren't one already. So there's been a lot of bragging on social media regarding people's 401k balances. And it's hard to blame them. You know, the stock market is up over a couple hundred percent since 2009. Ever since Trump came into office, the S&P 500 has been unrelenting on the upside, up over 25%. And that's pretty impressive. And make no doubt about it, being a 401k millionaire is very impressive, given the average 401k balance, according to Vanguard, was about $98,000 at the end of 2016. And given 2017 showed almost a 20% increase in the S&P 500, that balance might be around $100,000 to $115,000. So if you got $1 million, you're like 10 times greater than the average. The other reason why being a 401k millionaire is impressive is because of the maximum contribution limits. From the employee side for 2018, it's $18,500. And then 10 years ago in 2008, it was $15,500. And then 10 years prior to that, in 1998, the maximum contribution limit was only $10,000. So if you've accumulated $1 million bucks, with those type of limits, that's pretty impressive. Yes, the employer contribution is quite significant at $36,500 for 2018, but most people don't have that generous of an employer. So I thought it would be interesting to figure out when all of us would become 401k millionaires if we started with zero, we maxed out our 401k starting this year and every year after, and return the average annual return of the portfolio composition since 1926 of different types of portfolios. So for example, if we started this year and had 100% equity allocation, which showed a 10.2% annual average historical return, we would become 401k millionaires in 18 years. So that's not bad. If you're 22 years old plus 18, that's about 40 years old. Let's say you decided to allocate 70% to equities, 30% to fixed income. Your historical return is 9.1%. So you'll become a 401k millionaire in 19.7 years. Not that much longer, with less risk. Let's say you had 50-50 equity and fixed income. The historical return is 8.3%. You'd be a 401k millionaire in 21 years. So again, not too late. And let's say you want 100% fixed income. The historical average is 5.4%. You'd be a 401k millionaire in 25.5 years. So again, if you started at 22, 47.5 years, not bad at all. Of course, historical returns cannot guarantee future returns. But after a 10 to 20 to 30 year period of investing, your average annual portfolio return will likely begin to mimic the historical averages as well. Further, if your company provides a generous 401k match or profit sharing plan, then it is more likely you'll become a 401k millionaire sooner rather than later. Now, I'm assuming that most readers and listeners aren't starting from zero. So all you've got to really do is find an online compound interest calculator and input your data for your specific results. You can just Google it. I found one really quickly. So let's say I'm 40 years old with a 500,000 401k balance, and I plan to max it out every single year, at least 18,500, right? I've got a 70% equity and 30% fixed income portfolio allocation, and I expect to earn 9.1% a year based on historical averages. So you just go onto your online calculator and you input your current principal, the annual principal addition, your interest rate or your rate of return, plus guess a number in terms of how many years it'll take to get there. And then you just figure out and adjust those years accordingly. And then voila, you've got your number on when you're going to become a 401k millionaire. The key to becoming a 401k millionaire is simply longevity. So surprise, surprise, I'm not a 401k millionaire because I worked for 13 years for two employers and got my 401k balance up to about 400,000. But once I left in 2012, I rolled over my 401k to an IRA. So do the stats include IRA balances? Probably not. They just have 401k balances. So if I worked for another 7 or 8 more years, i.e. if I worked until now, oh my gosh, that would be terrible. But I probably would achieve $1 million 401k balance by the age of 40 due to strong returns, great company profit sharing, and contributions. So when I left, My company was giving me like $20,000 a year in profit sharing, and that was pretty generous, you know, on top of like an $18,000 contribution. I mean, that adds up quick. So the key really is to be able to work at an employer with a great 401k plan for as long as possible. So before you decide to leave your cushy job, please first calculate what you're foregoing in terms of company benefits. It's not just healthcare benefits, HSA, whatever. It's this profit sharing plan or 401k. And it's the same for people who are looking at the grass is greener on the other side and wants to join a startup with all this free food so they can keep you there and make you work until 10 p.m. every single night. These higher paying stable jobs are worth more than you think when you start to analyze the benefits. I would say most startups don't have a 401k plan. And if they do have a 401k plan, there is no matching. So the benefit really isn't that huge except for the tax savings. And finally, let's review my 401k savings targets by age and see when various age groups of savers may become 401k millionaires if they're able to work at a job with a 401k plan for decades. This is the time to click over to the post and check out the chart at the end of the post. And basically, I arrange it so that there are three main columns: older age savers, those over the age of 50, or low end, where the company match was not that great or the performance was not that great. Then the middle column is middle age savers, those between the ages of 35 to 50, or mid-end performance or company match policy. And then finally, the younger age savers, the ages between 20 to 34, or folks who have higher performance or better company matching policy. So I think if you are on the lower end or older age savings column, you should become a 401k millionaire by age 60. And if you're in the middle age savers or mid-end column, I think you'll be able to become a 401k millionaire by age 50. And then for the final column, for those young bucks or those who really have better performance and better company match policies, age 40, I think you can do it. The funny thing about the 401k is that it actually doesn't matter too much because there's a 10% withdrawal penalty before the age of 59 and a half. And I hope most of you who are listeners and readers of Financial Samurai and other financial sites really want to achieve financial freedom sooner than the age of 60 because, man, life speed accelerates the older you get. So what everybody really needs to do is not only max out their 401k and I guess work at least for 10, 20 years to build up that 401k balance, but really contribute to their after-tax investment account. So try to max out your 401k and save another 20% more in your after 401k after-tax account. The bigger you can build this account, this is what's really going to give you the confidence to leave your job early. All the passive income that I was generating in 2012 when I left my job was coming from real estate and after-tax investment accounts. And that total amounted to about $80,000, which is not huge, but it was good enough to survive in San Francisco. So if you can, treat your 401k maybe like Social Security, a retirement insurance policy that you don't depend on. You know it's probably going to be there in some form or another by the time you're able to retire. Maybe the government will tax you a little bit more on the way out, or maybe they'll raise your minimum age for being able to withdraw these funds, but don't depend on it. In fact, write it off of your mind. Aggressively build your after-tax, after 401k maximum contribution investment accounts. These are the accounts that are going to provide you the confidence and financial freedom that you so dearly deserve and crave for. Don't depend on anybody but yourself. And if other people decide to help out, or if the government actually fulfills its promise, awesome. But if you didn't depend on them in the first place, you'll never know what you missed. Thanks, everybody, and let me know if you're a 401k millionaire or when you plan to get there. I plan to get there in 7 or 8 years, kind of late, but hey, better late than never.